Hi everyone, Dr. Justin Kwan here. Thrilled to have you all back and joining us on the ECP Viewpoints podcast. Today I'm delighted to have Dr. Diana Maslach joining us from her residency at the Illinois College of Optometry, and she'll share with you a little bit more of her background, but I'm sure today we'll get to dig into not only patient care, but myopia control, and specifically this program called Generation Sight. So with that, Dr. Diana, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I'm Diana Maslach. I'm one of the cornea and contact lens residents here at ICO, or Illinois College of Optometry. This is actually the first year that we've had two cornea contact lens residents. So I am one of two with my wonderful co-resident, Josh Normando. But I am from the Chicagoland area. So I grew up in Downers Grove, one of the suburbs. I went to college at University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, and I came back to Illinois College of Optometry. So I went to school there, and I went back for residency as well.
Nice, nice. And I've been doing this thing with our guests where I ask them to share a brief childhood memory. So I'll go first. Yeah. I remember riding bikes like three blocks to these railroad tracks. I think it's a freight train, but there was this treehouse, and we would climb this treehouse, but I swear there were nails that stuck out. Thankfully, never got hurt. And it's the whole classic, like, you know, play until the lights turn on or the sun goes down. So fond memories biking over to that treehouse. How about you?
Okay. Yeah. My childhood memory, I wasn't sure where we were going with this. So it's contact lens related, but it's a deep set memory for me. So I'm around -8, mm-hmm. and I started first wearing contact lenses in seventh grade.
Yeah.
So right beginning middle school. So got all my confidence there and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they were biweekly lenses. So, of course, I was also a teenager. So I was overwearing those guys. Yeah.
Tends to happen.
And I ended up with my first corneal ulcer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that'll stick with you.
So I was putting in, and at that time, I didn't know what eye drops I was using, but I was putting in eye drops every single hour during the summer, tanning with my friends, and I was just, it's a whole different world back then.
Yeah. Do you still remember the pain? Was it one eye only? Yeah.
Okay. It was one eye, and yes, absolutely, I remember the pain. I remember being scolded by my eye doctor.
Well, hopefully there's no scarring that's significant and you came out on the better side of it.
I did.
Very good. Very good. So a little over a year and a half ago, CooperVision approached a couple of schools that we knew had a long track record of serving the community, providing care to, economically disadvantaged folks. And so ICO was one of them, and we started this program called the Generation Sight. There was a cool little kickoff. I remember it was like the first week of December 2023. Goodness, yeah, it's been a while. And then I think patients were starting to get enrolled the early part of 2024. Obviously, you were still a fourth year at the time. But Diana, when you started residency, when was the first time you heard about Generation Sight?
I heard about it right off the bat.
Okay.
Just because the cornea department here is right smack dab next to the pediatrics department.
That's convenient. So
they send a lot of their kiddos over to us, and a lot of them go to Chicago Public Schools. So we were able to help them out a lot with that. So I did hear about it as a student, but just a trickle. And then I really got full on into it, introduced literally first day of residency, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And I guess thinking back to your time as a third and fourth year, would you say, like, you and your classmates, how many myopia control patient encounters do you get as a third or fourth year intern?
As a third year, honestly, probably around 12.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
As a fourth year at ICO and along with other externships, probably more like 50.
That's really good.
Getting up there. And then in residency, obviously many, many more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Probably around 200 plus nowadays.
Wow. It's a part of your weekly life, right?
Yeah.
So having had a lot of conversations introducing this Generation Sight program with kiddos, with their caregivers, how do you start that conversation? Because it's kind of a delicate, and you don't want to assume, right? But how did parents react to this whole, like, wow, I can access this for my child at a very much reduced cost?
So the most important and the first thing I highlight is the necessity to start myopia control and the risks of high myopia, which nowadays we're talking about a lot more, which is phenomenal. But just to that part, that's when the parents really strongly react to that and that information. And then, of course, when they hear the pricing without the Generation Sight program, it's clear that they look really let down and slightly hopeless, like, oh, there is another thing that the privileged children can get to participate in, but my kids can't. And it can be really frustrating.
Yeah.
So then when I introduced the Generation Sight program, me and you, I guess, and then Cooper Vision, Justin, we get to bring that hope back and the light back to their eyes. It's really fulfilling. So it's really refreshing also, I would say.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I became a doctor to be able to really help others. And so when finances get in the way of that, it kind of hurts my soul.
Yeah.
Helps me get around that feeling because it's really helpful.
That's so glad to hear, man. I know, because I'm a little bit removed from that, but you get to live it every day. So I'm sure those emotional connections just goes a long way. And I think like keeps you coming back for more, right? Yeah. And I remember like my first conversations about myopia control probably in like, 2011, 2012, and I wasn't good at it. And when I was back in private practice, I was not good at talking about glaucoma or AMD. How is your kind of parent conversation evolved from the start of residency, like to now almost 1 year later? Like, what kind of things have you figured out work better, or what have you tweaked along the way?
So in the beginning, I didn't realize that not everyone else knows as much about the risks of my myopia, obviously, because I just went through it all for 4 years.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, it was more so me just telling them the risks and everything. And now I've started just speaking to them in a more research-driven way. It's just so comforting to be able to point to a study and say, hey, these are the results for this myopia control study.
Don't leave it up to chance, right?
Yeah. And I think in the beginning, some parents do, for some reason, think it's more of like a voodoo thing, this myopia control. But it's really important to be able to point to these studies and show that it's real.
Yeah. I think anything that's new, there's just that knee-jerk human reaction to like, is it too good to be true? Or do I really need it? Right?
Yeah.
So time for a humble brag. I want to like put yourself in the shoes of one of these families. And what would the child say about Dr. Masalak? Or what would a parent say about you?
Oh, gosh. I do get a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
So I think that they would say I have a very calm and inviting demeanor, which I do get a lot. But really, I just aim to be gentle and very transparent with the patients and with the parents, because maybe it usually is like a 7-year-old that I'm speaking with, but you just kind of speak to them as if they're an adult as well. And it comes across really well.
Yeah. Definitely could tell that even in our interactions and having an 8 and 6-year-old son and daughter myself, like I totally get what we're saying, like treat them as if they're more grown up and they really kind of rise to the occasion. Yeah. And we always like to say that kids do hard things, whether it's like piano or tying their shoelaces. What has been your impression of younger children learning how to put in and take out soft contact lenses?
Mm-hmm. Way better than you'd expect, and way better than some adults, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
They have less fear, I think. I don't know. They have grown up just out there in the world. But it is a lot easier when you tell them exactly what the contact lenses are for and what they do and properly educating them. And then they just get all very, very all in. It's really important to include them in the conversation beforehand. Like, I'm talking to the parents, but I'm also talking to my 7-year-old.
That buy-in is so important. Like, what do you do to get them excited and motivated? Because not everyone is, right?
That can be a challenge if it's really the parent who is the one that's wanting to start it. But then same deal. You can go the path of, oh, do you want really thick glasses when you grow up? But usually it's better to talk about, you know, being healthy and
For sure. I love that in the contact lens world, there's so many opportunities for everyone to be wowed and impressed and like get excited. I think that really goes a long way for sure. So ICO has helped, I think, nearly 100 patients with Generation Sight between Paragon CRT and MySight. Can you just share maybe one or two memorable patients that come to mind?
Yeah. Absolutely. There was one, she was already at minus 450 in each eye. And she is probably the funniest person that I have ever met. She was actually quite nervous on the day of the spends. She's in the waiting room and I yell her name from across the room. I'm so excited to see her because it's already been a journey trying to even get her in these lenses, just trying to get a good topography and such. But she slithers down from the chair onto the ground, screaming, I'm not ready.
I thought I was, maybe not. Yeah.
but she was laughing. She was laughing. And it was just so funny. And the thing I had to do was just say, like, that's okay. Like, what are you not ready for? Talk to me about it. Like, what's up? What are you nervous about?
Yeah.
And then we just gabbed. And I got the lens in her eye with a little prepare cane at first. And she's going. And she is going. And she is doing great.
Oh, so sweet. Do you know how they even knew about ICO? Have they been established patients at all or not really?
You know, no, they were new. Actually, they heard about us from the Generation Sight program because they had a friend who was also doing it.
Oh, I love that word of mouth. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. Especially like in the summertime, like my kids are at camp today and they'll make new friends at camp, but they'll also have other friends at camp. And it's just a great place to parents start talking and just before you know it, right?
That's literally what it is. Yes. I'm getting all my pediatrics exposure through the myopia management.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen the range. That's really cool. I think a pediatric ophthalmology friend of mine, Dr. David Epley, is like, you kind of invest and sow these seeds in these children and you don't ever get to see the long-term results per se. And as your residency is sunsetting, if you will, and you kind of move on to your next chapter, you won't get to see these kids grow up beyond the year, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe some will come back on Tuesday with your faculty and so on. But Diana, what do you think the long-term impacts will be on kind of the lives you've touched, like 3, 5, 10 years from now? What do you foresee will happen?
I think it's an incredibly life-changing impact that they might not even realize, but I realize it, especially knowing myself. I never got to do myopia control, but then I'll have classmates or coworkers that did get to do myopia control when they were younger, and just kind of seeing the difference between, maybe I couldn't have been a -8. Maybe I could have been a -4, things like that. So I think they'll be really, really thankful for even just the opportunity and knowing that there could have been immense challenges that they'd be facing with their vision and their eyesight. And even just if not attending their regular eye exams and just getting that education that they need, like taking the breaks and the 20/20/20 rule and the Harman's distance and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think even just being educated on like when a posterior vitreous detachment could happen. Not in those terms, but like, you know, now that they have myopia or less myopia, and like now that we've graduated and, you know, from college and are in their careers. Yeah, I think what you said, mm-hmm. that hopefully they would come back more diligently to their annual exams, knowing all the good that they experienced, right?
Yeah. Even when they weren't ready.
Yeah, I know, and slithering in chairs. Best visual.
It's so wild.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Diana, for joining us on the podcast, and really, such wonderful things about the Generation Sight program that you're able to share and convey. We hope that you have all the more fruitful results in the next chapter of your career. And thank you again for being on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.